ready to be a leader," said the prince. There was a sigh of hesitation in the king's voice. "Fine," said the king, "but beware the power of the king holds." That was the last of the word the king had said that he left. Hello, my name is Federico, and I'm here to tell you a story about a king. This is a story about a prince who claims he's ready to be a king, but then realizes the struggles of the work being a king, and then gets help from a maid who the king claims that she is helping, but she is actually taking the king's power and brainwashing the king himself. Once upon a time, there was a prince who was the star of everyone's eyes. Everyone thought that he was a great prince, although the prince himself could not think of why everyone thought he was a great prince. He always had an obsession of taking the crown and the throne from his father, but every time he talked to his father about giving him the crown, the throne, his father's response would always, "You are not ready yet, son." Prince thought that he was ready, but every time he asked his father why he wasn't ready, his father would always say, "You are still too young." Soon after that, the prince didn't bother asking him for the crown and throne. He was only 8 years old when he was bothering his father for the crown and throne. Soon years later, he never asked again. Years passed and the kingdom was run perfectly, all thanks to the king. Soon the prince was 20 years old and his father had something to share with him. The king was very old and the prince had forgotten about his age. The king said to his son, "You are ready to be a king, my son." The prince was shocked. He had known that this time was coming by so fast. The prince accepted the crown and the throne, and the king left the throne room. It was the prince's time at last, and he finally wanted things to go his way. The prince was single, so it was no surprise that all the pretty girls wanted him at the entrance of the palace. But nobody was a good enough fit for the king, except the maid. The prince paid no attention to the maid whatsoever, but the maid started making suggestions by the king and what to change. The king then suddenly was all ears on the maid. The maid never got any good treatment like the other people did in the kingdom, so this was her chance to be vengeful, but the king never knew that. First, the king didn't have any trouble with services because all he wanted to do was just sit on the throne and watch the whole kingdom. So the king decided to have the maid as his partner so they would rule the kingdom together. "I'm hungry," said the maid. "What would you like to eat?" the king asked the maid. "I would like some oysters, please." The king ordered the chefs to get some oysters, and soon after a short amount of time, the chefs brought the oysters. The maid grabbed hers first before the king. The king chuckled. "I see that my father's maid wasn't treated as nicely as the others," the king said. They enjoyed the meal, and afterwards, the maid wanted a place to rest. So the king took her to his room, and he shared it with her. They rested for the rest of the day. The next day came and the maid wanted to explore the palace. The king took her around, but when they came upon the dressing room, the maid wanted a dress of her own, so the king let the maid choose her dress, but the maid wanted a personal dress, one of her own instead of giving the options. So the king hired a designer for the maid so that they could work together and make a one-of-a-kind dress just for the maid. The dress will have to be done later because the maid wanted to see the treasure that the king had. So the king took the maid to the treasury and showed her the treasure. There was a lot of gold and jewelry in the room itself. There were some more in the treasure boxes as well, and the maid started picking up some of the treasure herself. The king didn't mind. She went back to her room to put back her treasure on the bed. She wanted to eat when the king was sitting on his throne. The maid went to the kitchens and told them that the king wanted to have cheese and crackers. So the chefs were preparing for that, and the maid went back to sit next to the king. The chefs came back with cheese and crackers, but the king looked confused. The maid told the king that she ordered the cheese and crackers so that they ate without questioning or talking. They finished their plate and they wanted more, but just the cheese. They were eating peacefully around her, round after round. After what seemed like the 8th round, the chefs had told them that they were running out of cheese for the whole kingdom, and so that the king was about to speak up, but the maid interrupted him. The maid said to continue giving them what the king would like, so the chefs apologized and continued to give the rest of the cheese. Most of the kingdom will have to have just macaroni without cheese. Soon after, they ran out of cheese, and when the maid ordered something else, the chefs gave up. The chefs told the whole kingdom that what was going on, and soon after that, there was a lot of people at the front of the palace and had pitchforks and torches ready to go. Dark did come by, and so there was already small fires all over the palace. "Kill the king," the crown chanted. King was all in confusion and was about to say something when the maid interrupted him. "Let's run away," said the maid. They didn't know what to do because they had no idea why there was a whole crowd angry at him. "Has the king done something wrong?" He had, and that was letting the maid take over the king's power. The maid was worried that, and she had to talk fast to the crowd. "People of the kingdom," the maid said, "I am sorry for all this. It was my fault for controlling the king. I made all these mistakes that I shouldn't have made. The king had nothing to do with this. Don't blame the king for what he did, please." She went in the crown, and she was handcuffed. King told her, looked at her in confusion. He still had no idea what was going on, but they let them take her away. Soon after, the crowd had been satisfied and left their homes. The king went up to his father and said, "I am sorry for doing you wrong." He gave his father the crown in his hand. "You have all this power and you cannot control it. That is what I wanted you to see. You cannot have everything in the world. To also be very careful what you wish for. Power are for those who can control it, like me." And with that, the old king had left to reclaim his throne. The new king had now become a prince, and never again did talk about the power of being a king. I'm Fabian Rico, and this is the story of a king.